your career, your business, your job, the thing that you do to earn money, your living, the way you support your family, the way you support yourself, is it possible we now live in a time in history where you have to do some or all of that online? Is it possible that regardless of the current worldwide medical challenge, that any time in the future there might be another worldwide medical challenge, or there'll be a global financial challenge, there could be some kind of Mother Nature challenge. And if you have a business that is relying on face-to-face people coming to you, is it possible that your business would not just have financial challenges, but for some people, their business has had to close down? And as a business person, as a person who has to have a job or has to have a career, what can you do to make sure that the business that you work in or the business that you own can operate without people coming into your business? So whether you are a lawyer or a gym or a cafe or an art shop or a clothing store or any other business, what can you do to make sure that your customers want to connect with you online and that you can have an online presence that could keep your business running, if not keep it profitable long term? And even better, what if your online business was better than a face-to-face business? What would happen to how convenient it is to run your business, where you could run your business from, how you could cut expenses for your business, and how you could provide your customers and clients with even better service than face-to-face? And is it a time in history where we have to think not just outside the box, we have to create a whole new box? Because who would have thought that there would come a time in history where the governments of the world would lock people inside and say, you can't come out, we're going to arrest you if you open your business or if you come out of your home. So as a online business now for a very long time, and I'm sharing this from my heart to yours, because the reason that Max is an International Fitness Business College went online had nothing to do with a worldwide pandemic or a worldwide financial crisis or any kind of Mother Nature getting cranky because of an earthquake or a bushfire or a flood or a drought. I wanted to provide my students with the very best education possible. The people who are responsible at Max for creating top level education, we are committed every day to getting better and better at what we do. And there came a very special time where we realized that the human body and the human brain doesn't work best, doesn't function best, and certainly doesn't learn best in a room, in a chair, at a place or a time that doesn't suit all the people that are in that room sitting in those chairs. So we went from 5 face-to-face colleges with 23 classrooms and over 200 team players to being able to look after and educate and provide our students with the very best education to become a top-level business professional and or exercise professional, where you could do that as one of our students in the convenience of your own life. So you literally can study anywhere. And I love the idea of being able to study on the beach, in a park, on a mountain, in the backyard with your puppy dog in the sunshine, in a room that you've created that gives you a brain space that excites you to study. Also to be able to study in a way that suits your learning style. So some people learn by watching, some people learn by listening, some people learn by reading, some people learn by doing. And of course, accelerated learning is a combination of all of those things. The other great thing is that we all learn in different ways, but also at different speeds. So sitting in a room, sitting is silly. In a chair is really silly. In a room where you haven't got fresh air is really silly. And then to think that people not only learn in the same way, but to think people learn at the same speed is, I think, irresponsible from an education point of view. So there are some people who learn certain topics really fast because they have experience in that area. Other people want to listen to it over and over again. And if you've ever been in a classroom or at a workshop or a conference or a seminar and you've tried to keep up with the speaker, tried to take notes at the same time, which of course the brain doesn't work that way. You can either listen or take notes, but it's very difficult to do both, which means you miss out on a lot of what's going on. When you have access to your education and you can rewind it, replay it, watch it over and over and have access to it for the rest of your life, what a great way to learn. And I'm sharing all of that with you because Max never became an online education college for any other reason than we wanted to provide our students with the very best education possible. So you as a business owner, or you who works for somebody and wants to make sure that that business is the most successful it can possibly be, how can you make your business even better online? Because when you can talk to somebody through a screen, through a camera, where it's just the two of you, how personal can it be? Versus people coming into a large facility, or they don't get the contact with an individual person every single time. So I'm just thinking about how your business can operate, and I'll use that example again. Don't think outside the box. What if you were to think a completely new box? What could you do to create a product service, or to change your product or service to be so much better if it was online, if people had access to you personally? Number one, of course, from anywhere in the world. So at the moment, if your business is restricted because people have to come from the local area, or from the suburb that you're in, or the city that you're in, or even the country that you're in, imagine how much more business you could do and how many more people you could help, how many more people you could have influence over if you could attract people from all over the world. And that's, of course, the beauty of the World Wide Web and the technology of online, is that you can literally attract people from everywhere. If you then have a look at what businesses are doing that are internationally online, what would you need to do differently, or more importantly, better, so that your product or service could add massive value to people's lives? And that's the, as you know, the fundamentals of a business, is that you're doing what you're the most passionate about. So I imagine that you're in your career path, your job, your business, because this is what you absolutely love. And wouldn't it be sad if the government could take that away because they locked up your business or locked you inside your home? So would it be important to find a way, if you absolutely love what you're doing, and I'm sure that you do, do you need to find a way to be able to do number two of a successful business, which is be the very best in the world at it? So what do you need to do as a business owner, or somebody who works in a business, to make sure that your product or service is the very best for your customers and clients? And could it be better if it was online, so that people had personal access? So I'm going to share again. If I, for example, I'll use retail, because it seems that, yes, online shopping has become very popular, but if you have a look at the way people do online shopping, it's usually just an online catalog. You click into a website and you have a look at the products and you, yes, I want to buy that, add that to the cart, put in your credit card details, and sometime in the future you hope that that thing is going to get delivered to your house. You don't actually know that because you're just trusting that that system's going to work. Well, what if it was more like, and I'll give you a beautiful example. There's some big department stores, particularly in the US and the UK, where you don't go shopping on your own. You don't just browse through the store. You have an online shopping concierge, a personal shopping assistant who knows all of your sizes, all of the things that you like. They know what you like to drink. They know what you like to listen to. And they provide you with a beautiful shopping experience where either you go into the store and they've already collected all the things that they think you might like, or they take you around the store to all the places where those things might be. And because they already know your size and the colors that you like and the things that you prefer, they can show you the things that you would really love. And I'm using that as an example because how easy would that be to do that online, and how different would it be to what everybody else is doing? If you have a retail store, What if you had a certain number of clients that just loved your product or the thing that you do, and they could talk to you personally about how to put that product or service into their life? You could take them through that beautiful series of questions, which is, what exactly do you want and why do you want it? And where do you want to put it in your life? And when exactly, specifically, do you need to have it in your life? And how will you feel if you get it into your life? How will you feel if you don't? Are you on track or off track to putting this product or service into your life? If you were your own high performance buying coach, what advice would you give yourself about this particular product or service? And me as your personal assistant, whether it's your retail assistant or the person who knows what kind of food you love the best, or your legal assistant or your medical assistant, what do you need from me to make sure that you get this product or service into your life at the exact day, date and time that you need it to happen? And that could be a really personal experience that nobody's doing. You can't get it in any store. Most stores that you walk into, all you get is, can I help you? You're lucky now if you even get a hello, because so many retail stores are doing so poorly that it's almost like they're depressed or angry that the government has put so many restrictions on their business. And I'm sharing that with you because there's always people who use a challenging time to whinge, moan and complain, fall down and close down. And there's other people who use a challenging experience to create a new opportunity. And whatever business you're in, whether it's your business or you're working for someone else, what could you do differently, unique, memorable, that customers and clients would go, wow, I just had this amazing online experience? So what a beautiful opportunity when the rest of the world is either locked down or angry that the government is closing them down or restricting their trade. What a great opportunity for you to think in a new box. What can I do completely different to what everybody else is doing to make my product or service so special and amazing for my customers and clients? And I'm investing a fair bit of time in this because a lot of people are making excuses right now or apologizing for having to go online. So I use the exercise profession specifically because that's obviously what I've been doing all of my life. If a gym or a personal training studio has gone online, it's like they're apologizing. We're really sorry that we have to go online. It'll be great when we get back face to face. But in the meantime, we'll charge you less and we'll just keep you, you know, we'll do this poor alternative, which is online exercise or online group classes. Well, I would love to challenge that because I think that the personal effect of talking to someone through a camera and the personal care and attention that you can give somebody via their screen, and how convenient that would be for most people to be able to exercise at home at a time that suits them without having to drive somewhere, find a park, go to a place that's not their own home. And there's a lot of people now, and I'll rephrase, is it possible that there's a lot of people now that are scared of going out of their home, or they don't want to go out of their home, or they can't? And if you were to give them a product or a service that they could thoroughly enjoy and get massive benefit from inside their own home, that they may want to continue to do business like that, regardless of whether or not they can get out of their house. Because remember, the third part of business, number one is you do what you're passionate about. Number two is you become the best in the world at it for your customers and clients. And number three is you add massive value to their lives. That's called the sweet spot. And if you live in there, you will have a very successful business. And I'll ask the question, if you wake up every day doing what you love, being the best in the world at it for your customers and clients and adding massive value to their lives, would you really enjoy your business? Would you enjoy your life? That's why it's called the sweet spot. And I would love for everybody to live in that sweet spot. So what if your product or service added massive value to people's lives because it was convenient, because it was personal, because it was unique and different? And people who were experiencing your product and service were actually sharing with the people in their lives, oh my God, I do this online exercise class, online personal exercise coaching session, online life coaching session, online personal shopping, online recipe and food and yummy meal delivery service, and it's all online, and I get the best meals or the best exercise session or the best clothes or the best furniture or the best legal advice or the best financial advice, the best medical advice, and it all happens online from the convenience of my own home. It's so much better than going to a retail shop or going to an office or going to some place where I have to go through the traffic and find a park, and it's really annoying. And I'll share with you personally, having lived in many big cities around the world and having traveled a lot and having been caught up in having to get on public transport or using Uber or having to drive and park and traffic and all of that stuff, if I could find every area of my life where I could do business online and never have to go and do that experience where you've got to get in your car and find a park and go through the annoying bit of being in a city, that would be something that would add massive value to my life. And I know lots of other people who've said exactly the same thing. Now, the only thing that's really complicated, of course, is things where, if, for example, a haircut or a beauty treatment or medical advice or those kind of things where you really need, it seems that we really need to go to that place to experience that particular service. But here's another great idea. If you are a beautician or if you are a hairdresser or you add value to people's lives normally by people coming to see you, what are you doing to make sure that people want to be in contact with you when you can't do business? And how are you helping them do the thing that you do, even though you can't physically do it for them? So, for example, I have some dog clipping businesses, and there's quite a few of them now that are producing face-to-face, personal, hold your puppy dog and I'll take you through the process of grooming your own dog. Because I can't do it for you, but I want to help you do it because I understand that your puppy dog needs to be groomed, even though you can't bring your puppy dog to me or vice versa. The hair is an interesting thing, but I have a husband who's been doing YouTube tutorials on how to cut my hair, and he's bought the best clippers and he is learning how to cut my hair. Now, the ultimate experience would have been for my personal hairstylist to have said, "Rowie, I know that you get your hair cut every 2 weeks and I know that you won't be able to come to see me, but what if I teach K-Man how to do your hair? We do that process together so that while I can't cut your hair, he can do it for you." Now, wouldn't that be a great reason to then continue business with that particular hairstylist when I can go back there? I'm using that as a really personal experience because business is personal. If you treat people like they are important to you, if you value their business and if you value the money they bring into your business and you show them that in lots of special ways, is it possible that even if they can't do business with you now, when they can, they will, and they'll bring more people with them and they'll want to keep doing business with you for a really long time? Is it possible that during a worldwide can't leave your house, happy home stay period, that there have been lots of businesses that will never open again because they didn't keep in contact with their customers and clients? They didn't look after them. I'll give you two beautiful personal experiences. I had a personal telephone call from my favorite Italian restaurant when New Zealand went into happy home stay. "Rowie, we know that you love coming to eat with us and you can't come and eat with us at the moment, but here's a couple of ideas for groceries so that you can have a small taste of what we do. And when we're open again, please know that you'll be at the top of our list for the first time we can do takeaways." The lady who does my eyelashes, the very first person I heard from when it was announced that New Zealand was going into happy home stay was my eyelash lady. And Julia said, "I can't wait to see you again, but here's the," and she gave me a list of things to do to look after my eyelashes while she couldn't look after them for me. And I can't wait to go back to those people as soon as I possibly can. I'm sharing this with you because so many people complain to me about their business either going broke or not being successful and not having enough clients or not having enough cash flow. Well, it's not about, there's a normal box of a way to do business. And obviously I think that a worldwide challenge, medical or financial, has proved to us that the normal box doesn't work anymore. Thinking outside that normal box probably hasn't worked either. We need to create a new box. What can you do online to make sure that your customers and clients want to do business with you? So when it comes to the exercise profession, for me, this is a really simple and new, exciting opportunity. Exactly like it was for Max opening an online international business and fitness college. What is the best way for people to exercise? If you think that it's convenient for people to get in a car and drive to you at a time where you put on the class or you put on the session, is it time to think differently? What about creating a product or a service that is so convenient for your clients and so much fun and so personal that they may never want to come to your studio or your gym ever again? They just want to train with you online. I've got a couple of great examples of that where personal training studios that haven't been able to open for a very long time are now doing better business than they ever have because they've created such a wow online experience, and they're never going to open their business again face to face. They're always going to be online. And let's look at that from just from a pure reduce hassle, increase profit point of view. No rent, no building maintenance, no cleaning, just you and your client when it suits your client in the convenience of their own home, in the convenience of your own home. And literally, you could then be anywhere in the world. So when you can travel, you could have all of your clients that normally you had to be at your studio, at your gym to look after, you could be anywhere in the world and still have clients. Even more importantly, if you are a face-to-face business and that client can't come in this week or they're busy or something comes up and they're traveling somewhere else in the world or somewhere else in the country, they can still come to their exercise session with you or their group exercise class with you because it's the convenience of online. So rather than apologizing for having to go online and justifying, oh, you know, we can't wait till we get back face to face, what about turn this into a wow experience for people? Why not be the positive optimist, special, exciting person that comes into somebody's life and says, look, we've got this great new way of exercising, this great new way of buying clothes, this great new way of clipping up your dog or doing your gardening or cooking your meals or buying shoes or buying beautiful new sheets for your home. We've got this special new way of doing things that is so convenient and so personal that you'll never want to go to a shop again. You'll never want to go into an office again. You'll never want to go to a gym or a personal training studio again. And could that be a really convenient way for you to do business and a really special, excuse me, and convenient way for your customers and clients to live their lives? So I'll just use a very simple example. When somebody chats to you for the first time about your product or service, rather than, yes, we're a face-to-face business, but at the moment we have to do it online, and when we can go back face-to-face, that will be awesome. Perhaps point out the amazing benefits and the amazing opportunity and the amazing convenience of doing business online with you. And remember, when you are looking into a camera, and this is the skill of online that most online businesses don't do well, whether it's an exercise class or a personal coaching class of being a financial planner or a nutritionist. Most people don't do this well. And you only have to watch a news story to see that people don't use their Zoom very well. They don't use their any kind of face-to-face communication via a screen. They're not good at it. All you have to be able to do is look directly into the eye of the camera. So find out where that eye is. Look directly into that eye of the camera. That is the person. So the person at the other end of the screen, whether it's one person or 10,000 people or 100,000 people, they will all feel like you're talking directly to them, which is something, for example, in a group exercise class that you just simply can't do. If you've got 30, 40, 50, 100 people in a group exercise class, you have to keep moving your head around to try and include everybody in your conversation. If you teach a group exercise class online, you just keep looking directly into that camera, and every single participant in your online class will feel like they're having a personal class just with you, which of course is the the skill of talking to the camera as if it is one person, not 1,000 people. So even if you can look at your Zoom screen and see that there's 30, 40, 50 people in your class, still look into the eye of that camera as if there is only one person there and talk to that one person, and everybody else on the other side of the screen will feel like they are the only person in your class. Now, that's the beautiful thing about, you can then film a class. People can do that class at any time that suits them. So you don't have to live stream if you don't want to. You just create this fantastic group class experience, but nobody feels like they're in a group. They just feel like they're having you as their personal exercise coach teaching them their class experience. Same with personal exercise coaching, whether it's strength training or huffy puffy training or a nutritional consultation or any of the things that great exercise professionals do. You can do all of that at a time that suits you, talk directly into the camera, and the person at the other end will feel like you're talking directly to them. And you don't have to use people's names. You just use, thank you for chatting to me today, and that person will feel like you're there with them personally. I'm so passionate about this because maybe this is an opportunity to get to that 90% of people that would never go to a gym and never go to an exercise class, never go to an exercise professional. Maybe this is a great opportunity for any business. Your business can grow, expand, change, handle any risk, because you know how to run your business online. So I'll share with you again very personally. We've been doing this a very long time at Max. We were doing an online college when there was no online. We had to create all the platforms. We created the opportunity for our students to become top-level business people and top-level exercise professionals without having to go to a place that didn't suit them, at a time that didn't suit them, to study at a speed that didn't suit them, in a way that didn't suit them. We want our students to learn in the very best way possible for them. So you, as a business owner or somebody who works for somebody else, ask yourself that question: what can I do to make sure that our customers and clients get the best experience possible online? How can we make this experience so personal and so special and so unique and so different that they will want to do business with us online all of the time? So that then it's the reverse. If you do open up your shop again, if you want to, or you do open up your gym or your personal training studio, if you want to, that would be an added bonus, not the reason why your business exists. And again, is it possible then that you could cut so many expenses out of your business? Because if your business could go completely online and you don't have rent anymore and you don't have maintenance or you don't have mortgage repayments, and even more importantly, if you are the passion in your business, is it possible you won't need to have so many people even work in your business, because you could create your product, your service, deliver it to your world in your personal passionate way and not have to rely on other people to do it for you? Is it time in history, or is it our time in history, to create a whole new box, a whole new opportunity for doing business in a unique and memorable and special and personal way, that we can do what we love, we can be the very best in the whole world? Isn't that exciting? This is actually an opportunity where you could be the best in the whole world, because you can have access literally to anywhere in the world, and you can add massive value to people's lives anywhere in the world. So rather than apologizing for being online, rather than justifying why it's going to be so much better when we're face to face, how about take the opportunity to create a special product and service, or both, and offer it to your customers and clients in a way that is so unique and different and memorable. It makes them feel special. They love what you do, and they would never want to be without you. And because you're online, they never have to be without you. So whether they move away or they can't come in or the government locks them away, they can still have complete access to your beautiful product and or service. So I'll ask the final question: are you doing what you're passionate about? Do you want to be the very best in the world at it? Do you want to add massive value to people's lives? And if the answer is yes, and you do live in your sweet spot, or you want to keep living in that sweet spot, then is it important right now that you may need to be an online business so that you can do what you're passionate about, be the best for everybody in the whole world, not just your local community world, and you can add massive value to so many more people's lives without people having the excuse of, I can't go there because it's too far away, or I can't go there because I'm locked in my house, or I can't go there because I'm too busy. Could that be a really special way to do business? What a great question.